WTAW News Time is 5 after 6. 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Brazos County jail inmate who died more than 3 months ago committed suicide, according to the Travis County Medical Examiner's Office. Dennis Brown of Madisonville was being held on capital murder charges in the deaths of Noelle Devon and her father, Mac, in April of 2014. Sheriff Chris Kirk says the autopsy report concluded Brown hoarded a prescribed medication for a health condition and then intentionally took too much of the drug amitriptyline. Residents of College Station's last predominantly black neighborhood got the protection they sought from developers of student rental housing.
The city council unanimously voted to ban new construction of multi-story homes in the McCullough subdivision located south of the Lincoln Recreation Center. Carolyn Walden, among 10 speakers who did not want her neighborhood to go the way of others, taken over by multi-story homes with the nickname of Aggie Shacks.
Over the last few years, we have seen the community of College Hills, Park Place, Washington Chapel disappear, and with it, culture, traditions, relationships, and religion all gone up just like that, vanished.
Councilwoman Blanche Brick said the request to limit construction to single-story, single-family homes was important to protect the neighborhood's cultural infrastructure.
It was pointed out it may be a low-income community with no sidewalks, but it certainly has the highest esteem of most communities that I know in this city.
More than 60% of the homes are owner-occupied. Some have lived there more than 70 years, and there are third and fourth generation families in the neighborhood. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
We're still about 2 years away from seeing a Papado's restaurant in College Station. The city's economic development director says demolition on the former Scott and White Clinic on University is supposed to start by the end of November. The city council last night approved an agreement with the parent company that calls for the restaurant to open by the end of February in 2018. The city is moving drainage away from the building at a cost of $127,000. A high-speed bullet train between Houston and Dallas now has a proposed route, but developers still have to overcome opposition from a variety of sources. The Texas Central Railway was among the topics raised by state lawmakers at last week's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook luncheon. Senator Charles Schwertner, who represents 5 of the 11 counties where it would operate, fought against it during this year's session.
You look at the number of trains, the revenue per train, I don't see how long it can be privately funded. I think in the end, the taxpayers of Texas are going to be left holding the bag for that high-speed rail.
Federal officials have confirmed the train can run along high-voltage power lines. TCR officials say an environmental review is now underway to analyze numerous alignments in order to minimize impacts on communities. Brazos County State Representative Kyle Cassell has been named to represent the Texas House on an advisory council addressing rural health and economic development issues. Cassell says this will help him promote legislation in the future sessions.
I have had been very fortunate as one of the only ag producers in the legislature these days that, you know, you're honored and you're scared at the same time, because when you talk ag policy, everybody listens, and I'm honored that the speaker has given me an opportunity to continue that down that path.
Speaker Joe Strauss, who appointed Cassell, says the council is housed at the Texas Department of Agriculture and works in coordination with the Office of Rural Affairs. The Texas Transportation Commission has authorized paying for more than $11 million of highway projects in the Bryan District. The list is on our website at WTAW.com. Also online is next week's schedule of town hall meetings. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan will have in Grosbeck, Cameron, Buffalo, and Franklin. A third online story has the background of a former Milam County Extension agent who will be posthumously inducted into the National 4-H Hall of Fame. Chris Holcomb retired in 2001 after 35 years as the agent for Family and Consumer Sciences. WTAW News Time is 10 after 6. It's 72 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
It makes me feel sick.
It gets in my clothes, my hair, everything.
I can't stop coughing.
I always smell like an ashtray after a shift at the bar.
Secondhand smoke is more than irritating. It causes lung cancer, emphysema, and heart disease. Children can develop asthma, ear infections, and pneumonia. Make a commitment to breathe only smoke-free air. It's your car, your home, your workplace, your right. Visit shareair.org.
Sponsored by Texas Department of State Health Services.
Good morning. It's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. You can do that at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
It looks like an area of high pressure will dominate our weather right into the weekend. As the work week comes to a close today, we're partly to at times mostly sunny. It'll be a hot one with a high near 98. Skies are clear for the overnight with a low near 72. On Saturday, there'll be a mix of sun and clouds with a high around 96. We're clear to partly cloudy Saturday night, low 72. And during the day on Sunday, there'll be more sunshine with a high near 94. I'm meteorologist Steve Lavoy for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I am Kevin O'Connor, and it is a Friday in Texas, which makes it time for the first high school football report of the season. We'll have more on that. Also, professional football, Major League Baseball, and Johnny Manziel looks like he may have to sit out the last two exhibition games due to a sore elbow. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports at 6:50.
A tourist in Yellowstone National Park, not Jellystone, but Yellowstone.
Come on, boo-boo.
That's right. Filled out a visitor comment sheet to complain that the bears in the park are not trained to appear for the visitors. Visitor's comment sheet said, our visit was wonderful, but we never saw any bears.
Oh, darn.
Please train your bears to be where guests can see them. This was an expensive trip for us to not get to see bears.
Go to the zoo, lady.
Yeah. Now, maybe it a guy. I don't know. Not sure.
They were too busy looking for picnic baskets.
I guess so.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Mason.
No. All right. Are you going to get out of that character?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, all right. Or you could do the sports in it. That would be interesting.
Or not. You keep picking on me. I'm going to start doing Barney.
Yeah. This time with us. It's going to be good. Yeah, you don't do voices, do you, Chelsea?
No.
Okay, good. All right, thank you.
Just Chelsea.
Guess who's doing sports now?
Chelsea. Yeah.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
There you go, News Talk 1620, WTAW 614. It would be Friday. It's August the 28th. It's day 241. We got 125 of them to go. It's World Daffodil Day. Who knew?
Daffodils.
That's it. It's Radio Commercial Day. Hey, hey.
Oh, hey, hey. We've got plenty of those for
you.
You
betcha. It was 93 years ago today, the first radio commercial aired on a station in New York City, WEAF. 1922, we had not quite gone on the air yet. We were about 2 months away.
Was it a cigarette commercial?
It was not. It was 10 minutes of real estate.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, we do that now. I mean, Suddenlink's got an entire channel for it, but, you know, you got pictures to go along.
But that weekend, they ran Tradio.
Yeah. It would be interesting to have heard that. Anyway, it cost $100, which is kind of a lot of money back in 1922. It's also Crackers Over Your Keyboard Day, if you want to.
Ugh.
It's Bow Tie Day.
No, thank you.
Race Your Mouse Around Your Icons Day. Yeah, I
know. Okay. People are weird.
I'm done. I just celebrated.
That's it. Okay, done. All right, we got birthdays.
Army Hammer.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that played the Lone Ranger in the worst Lone Ranger remake ever is 29. Leanne Rimes is still crazy in 33. Jack Black is 46. Jason Priestley, 46. Billy Boyd, he was one of the Hobbits in Lord of the Rings, 47. Shania Twain is 50. You know her, Shania.
All right. She's 50.
Yeah.
And who's that other one, that singer? Leanne Rimes is 33.
Yep.
Shania looks better than Leanne does, I
Shania
think.
Takes care of herself.
Yeah, she does.
So does Leanne Rimes.
Yeah, but
she's like a triathlete.
Well, Shania carries it better than
I'm most
just saying.
Certainly.
All right. Good.
Most certainly.
Yeah.
Amanda Tapping is at 50 from Stargate SG-1. Jennifer Coolidge, 54 from the American Pie movies, is 54. Emma Sams is 55. Scott Hamilton, the figure skater, 57. Daniel Stein from City Slickers, and he was one of the bad guys in the Home Alone movies, the tall, skinny one that wasn't Joe Pesci.
It'd be Daniel Stern, I think.
Oh, you're right. Yep. I'm sorry. Daniel Stern, 58. One of the Osmond brothers, Wayne, is 64. And David Soul from Starsky and Hutch and One Hit.
Oh, yeah, he did have a song, didn't he?
That was terrible, and I can't for the life of me remember the name.
Doesn't matter.
He is 72 today.
There you go. Saturday is, if you saw the original Terminator, Saturday is actually Judgment Day.
Wow.
Just letting you know. I mean, that, throwing that out there. It's the full moon. It's
beautiful this
morning.
It
is. Actually, tomorrow is when the full moon actually hits. Called the Red Moon by the Indians because of the heat and the haze of summer. Mm. 10th anniversary of Katrina. And also...
And our president started celebrating early.
Yeah, he did. In 1967, it was a simpler time, obviously, there was this show called The Fugitive, Dr. Richard Kimball.
Yep.
Okay. They solved it. It ended on this date in 1967.
Oh, really?
72% of the televisions in U.S. America were tuned to that show.
And then Tommy Lee Jones made a movie with Harrison Ford about it.
That's right, yeah. But the TV show is pretty good. All right, anyway, birthday's up.
Let me see. John McCain, 79 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Lea Michele is 29 from Glee. Carla Brown is 44.
Cool.
Rebecca De Mornay is 66. Carla, by the way, was in Entourage. Robin Leach.
Oh, boy.
Is 74. Joel Schumacher, who's made a movie or two, is 76. And Elliot Gould is 77. Michael Jackson would have been 57 today.
John McCain.
I got that one.
Yeah, 79?
Yep.
Really? He's a little short guy, you know. He's about as tall as I am. And William Friedkin, who directed The Exorcist and some other things, is 80. On Sunday, it's National Buffalo Chicken Wings Day.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. All right, goes along with Toasted Marshmallow Day.
Yum.
Yeah, not bad at all. And it's also when... boys of a certain age were introduced to Marsha Brady. 1974
boys
is when that.
Of a certain
well,
age.
You know, anyway, just saying. All right, and birthday's up.
Andy Roddick is 33. Cameron Diaz is 44. Michael Chiklis, who I actually really kind of like, is 52. The Shield.
Oh, The Shield. That's right. Yeah.
And he was the Thing in the Fantastic Four, if I'm not mistaken.
All right.
Mark Strong is 52 from The Green Lantern and several other movies. Lewis Black, who's terribly funny.
Don't let your children watch.
No. No, that's grown-up funny.
Not family friendly.
Grown-up funny for sure. He's 67. Peggy Lipton from The Mod Squad.
Yeah.
69 years old. Ben Jones, a state senator and cooter.
Cooter.
From The Dukes of Hazzard is 74. Warren Buffett and his money are 85. And Bill Daly, who was Major Rob Healy on I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh, yeah.
88 years old.
Wow. All right. There you go. All right. 619.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right. Just in case you, the great American people, need yet another reason to be concerned over the administration's immigration system, well, our friends at Judicial Watch released a startling report showing the connection between recent immigrants and terrorism. Quote, the Obama administration's lax immigration policies have allowed a large number of terrorists with documented ties to ISIS and other radical Islamic groups into the United States. Unquote. Now, examples include many legal residents from countries like Somalia and others who have been charged with conspiracy to support terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And the list goes on with 72 legal immigrants, quote, involved with or sentenced for terrorist activity in the last year alone. Now, America is in desperate need of a leader who's going to put the nation first and, yes, secure America's borders.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 16. Hey,
you know, everybody's got a to-do list, drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to GEICO.com, GEICO.com. Hey, you want to keep the summer heat out of your home and make sure that you are insulated for the winter? Well, look no further than Blinds.com. Their insulating cellular shades have a honeycomb core that keeps heat out in the summer, cold out in the winter. And Blinds.com has them in single, double, and triple cell thickness. Now, they're the year-round solution for keeping your energy bills low. Just go to Blinds.com right now and get free samples, free shipping, free expert advice, and sell shades priced lower than you'll find in any store. You'll see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com.
Join March of Dimes to shop for a cause. August 29th at Macy's, donate $5 and get a shopping pass to use in-store and online all day long.
Save 30% on select brands, 25% on designer apparel, and 10% on electronics and more.
Best of all, 100% of your donation goes to March of Dimes to help fight premature birth, which affects 1 out of 10 babies and is the number one cause of death in children under 5.
Shop for a cause at Macy's August 29th with March of Dimes.
That's Saturday, August 29th at Macy's in the Post Oak Mall.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Square no longer. Instagram says photos can now be shared in landscape and portrait formats and won't have to be limited to squares. From now on, when selecting a picture to work on in the app, you'll have the option to tap a format button to switch between aspect ratios. The photo will still appear in your profile grid as a square, but when it's viewed individually, it will show its true form. The FDA has released its proposal for naming lower-cost biotech drugs, a critical step in creating a market for the new class of medicines. These quasi-generic biotech drugs have the potential to save the healthcare system billions of dollars in costs. A New Orleans energy company has reached a settlement agreement with environmental groups in a lawsuit stemming from the company's failed efforts to stop a decade-old slow-motion oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Taylor Energy will make a $300,000 donation to a Louisiana Marine Research Consortium. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA CREF. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA CREF is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Aggie fans, the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show moves to Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road for the 2015 football season. First show on the fall calendar Tuesday, September 1st, just before the Arizona State game at NRG Stadium in Houston. 1 hour of questions and answers with Coach Sumlin and the fans. First show airs 7 p.m. Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road, Tuesday, September 1st. You'll hear it all on the Aggie Radio Network. See you at Rudy's Barbecue, September 1, 7 p.m., the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. For those of you that don't know, I am a former college athlete. And as the case with most athletes, I was horribly superstitious while I was playing. I wore the same outfit to school the day before every game for as far back as I can remember. I was obsessive about it. Same socks, pants, shirt, shoes, the whole nine yards. But almost all athletes are like this. There was one kid in college that I played with that I had to lace his shoulder pads. I did it one time, and he had like two touchdowns. So every game after that, guess what my job was? Well, as it turns out, this may not necessarily be a bad thing. There's results from a new study that's opened up a whole new world of superstitions. Carry your rabbit's foot, always sit on the same spot on the couch when your team's playing, persecute witches, whatever, it's all good. According to the study from the University of Chicago, when you knock on wood, it actually prevents bad things from happening. Well, sort of. Researchers found that when you knock on wood, throw salt over your shoulder, or whatever your thing is, it genuinely makes you believe something bad is less likely to happen. So it doesn't necessarily stop bad luck. It makes you feel like you've stopped bad luck and keeps you from worrying as much. There's other possible effects, too. By acknowledging possible bad luck and taking a step to prevent it, even a superstitious step, you make yourself temporarily more alert and on the lookout for risk, which can help you prevent them. So in that vein, my fingers are crossed that you found this entertaining. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange, where a pleasant surprise awaits you every time you walk in the door because the inventory changes all the time. It's not like a chain store that you're going to see someplace, and you're not going to get the wait that you're going to run into in some other places in terms of dropping something off and having it repaired. A lot of times same day or within a day or two at the longest, as opposed to a couple of months. They have a jeweler on site, and with the fluctuating prices of gold and silver, if you're interested, they sell bullion. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com or find them in College Station on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Good morning. It's 6:27. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, it's going to be warm today. Again, we're going to get a little bit of a break tonight, though, back down to about 72. And we're going to continue that pattern, it looks like, all the way through Tuesday. Slight chance of showers that they pushed out to Tuesday at about 20%. But each day will probably be 95, 96 here. And then as we get into the early part of next week, only about 93 or so for the high. So that will be nice. Right now we have calm winds, 84% relative humidity, and it's 71.
Win a new car or a scholarship.
Sign up at AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com.
If there's a project you've been meaning to do but it never seems to get done, there's a simple way to attack it once and for all. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
We've been hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we decided to get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners.
Is signing up to drive with Uber really hard?
It was simple and easy.
So if you have a phone, you can just sign up and earn money?
You just open the app whenever you feel like driving.
Sign up, drive, and you make some money.
Are the hours good?
I work less hours and I make more money.
Okay, this all sounds pretty great. What do you think I should do?
You need to sign up for Uber.
You can make serious life-changing money when you drive with Uber. Get started today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
The 2-for-$5 deal at Burger King just got hotter. That's right, we just spiced it up with the new extra-long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with two all-beef patties side-by-side stacked with fiery jalapenos. They're like little green firecrackers exploding in your mouth. Oh yeah, did we mention you can get two sandwiches at Burger King for just $5? But if that's too much fire for one mouth, you can mix and match with a Big King, Big Fish, or original chicken sandwich. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Does it ever seem that you never quite get around to those important projects and goals that you've set for yourself? This is really quite common, and the solution, as simple as it may sound, is to just show up and start working on them.
And the regularity and routine of showing up day in and day out makes a tremendous difference.
Psychologist Eric Maisel, author of the book Brainstorm.
That's why in working with clients, one of the first things I try to get is an agreement that they'll show up. And then the show, you know, it's the potato chip model. If you show up for 1 minute, you can't just eat one potato chip and you can't really just write for 1 minute. So the showing up is crucial.
Inevitably, there will be times when you don't show up and you don't stick to working on your project.
And remember that when you fall off the wagon, so to speak, if you can just remember to forgive yourself and get back on the horse tomorrow, that's most of the game.
Eric says when you have these projects you say you want to do, it is so easy to put them off and occupy your mind with worry instead.
And that may distinguish productive people from people who don't get as much done as they would like. When they are worried about something, that's what grabs their neurons. That's to use some technical language, namely, lots of neurons gather to do that worrying, and all those neurons are stolen from whatever else they might love to be thinking about.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30, 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. No more student rental housing, nicknamed Aggie Shacks, can be built in College Station's last black neighborhood.
It's not just a neighborhood. We're just one great, big, loving family, and we want to keep it that way.
Reverend A.C. Clark, among 10 speakers who told the city council they wanted protection in the McCullough neighborhood south of the Lincoln Recreation Center.
We're an area where we take care of our families. We have three and four generation of families that live in our community. We have churches that's been there forever.
Councilman James Benham decided to support the request after hearing the neighborhood has third and fourth generation families, and some have lived there more than 70 years.
I can only imagine how incredible it is to live near your pastor and him actually know all your business. I was trying to wrap my head around that, because when you go in to tell him what you did, he already knows.
Benham told the residents they were sacrificing an average $100,000 per lot by not selling to developers. Then he told the crowd to get together next year and as one group go to the appraisal district to appeal their property valuations. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council has entered an agreement with Papa's Restaurants regarding the conversion of the former Scott and White Clinic on University into a Papado's. The city will spend $127,000 towards relocating drainage away from the building. The city's economic development director says Papa's plans to begin demolition within the next 90 days. Papa's design process typically takes a year. That would leave about 18 months for construction to be completed by the city's deadline of the end of February in 2018. A Madisonville man accused of capital murder in the deaths of a Bryan woman and her father last year took his own life while being held in the Brazos County Jail. Sheriff Chris Kirk says autopsy results of Dennis Brown concluded he overdosed on a medication he was prescribed to take for a health condition but was secretly hoarding. Kirk says the Travis County Medical Examiner's Office determined Brown died of intentionally taking too much amitriptyline. Brown was awaiting trial on charges he set a Bryan home on fire in April 2014, killing Noelle Devon and her father, Thomas Mack Devon. The developers of a high-speed bullet train between Houston and Dallas were recently notified by the Federal Railway Administration that it can be built along high-voltage power lines. While the Texas Central Railway conducts an environmental review as part of finalizing its alignment, there continues to be opposition. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner, speaking at last week's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook luncheon, expects the privately funded TCR to ask for public money.
They're already looking for various federal programs that augment their financing. And there's not a high-speed rail in the world other than one in Japan that actually is financially self-sufficient.
Schwartner says the trains don't provide an economic benefit to affected landowners in 11 counties, of which five are in his district.
They sell this TCR to the people of Senate District 5 saying, well, economic development. We can't have it both ways. You can't have high-speed transportation between Dallas and Fort Worth, no stops, and economic development with a stop at every town along the way, Madisonville and Centerville and Bryan College Station.
Schwartner says if TCR gets it built and they run out of money, there are 40 House members from Houston and 40 more from the Dallas-Fort Worth area that will vote to keep the trains running. More than $11 million of highway projects in Brazos, Madison, and Milam counties funded by Proposition 1 money approved by voters last year are another step closer to starting. The Texas Transportation Commission approved contracts yesterday that includes almost $1 million of improvements to University Drive and College Station from Texas to Taro. $1.6 million will be spent on repaving Highway 21 from Highway 47 East to the railroad tracks. More than $3 million will be spent on widening 21 east of Midway. And more than $5.5 million will be spent north of Rockdale to rebuild FM 487 to the Bell County line. Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss has appointed Brazos County State Representative Kyle Cassell to a 9-member advisory council addressing rural issues. Cassell says this will help him communicate with his urban counterparts in the legislature.
I'm sure I'm going to find some policies and some grant opportunities that I didn't know were out there, and we'll see the net benefit not only for the rural communities, but how that will affect urban communities, especially ones that are such close neighbors. You look at, you know, in my opinion, Waller. I mean, you have rice farmers right there next to one of the largest cities in the country. You know, making sure those relationships and the representatives understand the importance of that agricultural product.
The council works with the State Department of Agriculture and the Office of Rural Affairs to develop policies that promote healthcare, infrastructure revitalization, and workforce development. 4 stops are scheduled next week by Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan throughout the 17th District. He will be in Grosbeck next Monday, in Cameron on Tuesday, and in Buffalo and Franklin next Thursday. Locations and times are on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It is 71 degrees. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
As you're roaming around your TV, you may have noticed Suddenlink has done a little reorganizing their entire TV lineup. They've grouped all the channels together by genre, and now you can find your favorite shows right next to your other favorite shows. It's real quick and easy. Sports shows by your sports shows. Kids shows show up, at least on my TV, in like a purple color. It's so easy. And the new lineup includes 61 exciting new channels, 31 of which are in HD. Suddenlink already offers so many HD channels that you almost get lost in all the HD. But some of the new additions, C-SPAN HD, the Hallmark Movie and Mysteries Channel, the Learning Channel, Fox Sports Plus, additional HBO channels in HD, and more. Suddenlink offers all digital TV for even better quality. Call 1-877-694-9474 today to get HD TV and 50 meg internet for just $69 a month. Plus, you'll get access to On Demand. Don't wait. Call 1-877-694-9474 today, or visit suddenlink.com for all the information that you need.
All across Texas and beyond, people are buying from Tom Light Chevrolet. Why? Because we constantly challenge ourselves to give you unrivaled savings. With the most competitive internet pricing available, there's no need to drive all over the map for the best closeout deals of the year. Tom Light Chevrolet has the largest selection of Silverados, Cruises, Corvettes, and Camaros in the Brazos Valley. You want more for your trade? Come in and get a free cash offer on your old car with no obligation to buy. Tom Light Chevrolet is your official Auto Trader trade-in marketplace dealership. Feel free to walk away with cash or use it as a down payment on your new Chevy. Because we know that when you see these amazing closeout prices, you'll never want to shop anywhere else. That's why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Come and see our team at North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or shop us online all the time at tomlight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
At Bell Properties, we do all of your home work for you. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties anytime, 979-595-3468. Ringing the door bell to your future home and investment properties. Bell Properties can help you with all your real estate needs. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties today, 979-595-3468. Bell Properties, for all your real estate needs.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wiltons.com. Wilton's, with furniture, supplies, and much more. Here are numbers.
As we head into the weekend, we're going to have plenty of sunshine with temperatures in the mid-90s. Wrapping up the work week today, we'll have partly to mostly sunny skies with a high between 95 and 100. It'll be clear for the overnight, low 70 to 75. On Saturday, there'll be sunshine and passing clouds with a high temperature near 95. And the outlook for Sunday calls for more sunshine with a high temperature right around 95. This is staff meteorologist Steve Lavoy for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Not wanting to put him out there against Chicago.
That's Mike Pettine, the head coach for the Cleveland Browns, on Johnny Manziel. We'll have more on that story, plus everything A&M is pretty much cranking up this weekend. You've got volleyball, you've got soccer, we've got a whole bunch of other stuff, and oh yeah, high school football. We'll have the high school football report coming up in just a bit, here in about 11 minutes or so.
All right, there you go. It's so yesterday, the this lady who's running for president in the Democrat Party, I think she used
Slick
to
Hilly?
That's the one. Used to be a senator. Used the word terrorist in the same sentence as Republicans.
Yep.
Kind of over the top. Anyway, what she said is, she was at a rally in Cleveland, extreme views about women, we expect them from some of the terrorist groups, we expect them from people who don't want to live in the modern world. It's a little hard to take coming from Republicans who want to be president of the United States because they espouse out-of-date and out-of-touch policies. They're dead wrong for 21st century America. So, again, she's just trying to get somebody to talk about something else other than those dadgum emails and stuff.
Here's one that'll get you, though.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being in a position, which she is now, where she's going to be excited to talk about Benghazi?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, you're right.
When those hearings come up in October, she's going to be like, yes!
Yes, for once, that'll be something that she might want to talk about. Hello?
Hey, I heard y'all's ad about Suddenlink. Why would someone want to watch C-SPAN in HD unless you're looking for Nancy Pelosi's face to crack?
Is it HD? I don't know.
Yeah, that was part of what I said.
All right. I'm not sure. Yeah, get to see the wrinkles. Whole lot better. I'm not sure. That's a good point.
Y'all are mean.
I didn't say it. He said it.
You laughed.
I did.
It was funny. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing near you.
She's had good work done. So anyway, then there's this problem about what's her name? Uma Abedin, whoever this assistant is.
Uma Abedin.
That's the one. Apparently, they've gotten some documents that show that while she was still Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton got together and had a dinner with people who were also fundraisers for the Clinton Foundation. And they all had a big wingding, and that might be okay, except she used the resources of the State Department to put that party together. And you can't be doing that. So that's not very good. So we'll see how all that kind of stuff happens. Basically, the campaign manager, Robbie Mook, told the, what a great name, Robbie Mook, he's the campaign manager for Hillary Clinton, told the Washington Post, in face of the unlimited soft money donations from billionaires funding Republicans, and we'll have a story about that in a minute, Democrats will need a strong effort to counter that, and we are glad to have the opportunity to work with the Democrat National Committee on this. See, she's struck a deal with the DNC to jointly raise money that can be used in the general election. So she's trying to play nice with the Democrat National Committee to hope that they'll say nice things about her. But once again, there's old Joe Biden.
I was going to say Uncle Joe for president.
Standing on the sidelines. We'll see what happens. President Obama visiting New Orleans yesterday, marking 10 years since the major parts of the city, obviously devastated by Hurricane Katrina. A former, you know, one of the things they talk about Carly Fiorina is that she got fired at Hewlett-Packard.
Correct.
Well, that doesn't mean that she's not competent. And apparently one of the former board members took out a full-page ad in the New York Times. That's not cheap. Tom Perkins wrote, Carly did what she was brought in to do, and that is turn the company around and make it successful again. Not only did she save the company from the dire straits it was in, she laid the foundation for HP's future. She went on to say, critics often claim that Carly was fired at HP because she was unsuccessful. As a board member, I can tell you that's not true. In truth, it was the board, and I was part of it, that was ineffective and dysfunctional. So,
whoa.
Saying it's on us. And that gives her a pass, then, I would hope. Because, again, she's got some pretty good ideas. And, you know, again, another businesswoman. Oh, Donald, I don't have the story in front of me. We'll do it later. Apparently, Donald let some woman come up and snatch his hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about this.
To prove that it wasn't a
toupee.
Oh, he did that about 5 years ago on some TV show. But anyway, that's the latest time. So, yeah, billionaires out there giving money. And apparently, this is happening. The Hill has a story about five big-time donors who are helping people stay in the presidential race on the Republican side when you wouldn't think they would, like Mike Huckabee. There's a guy named Ron Cameron. He gave $3 million to the PAC that is supporting Mike Huckabee. Just wrote a check. He's apparently worth over $1 billion. There's a guy named Gary Cohest who gave $1 million to Bobby Jindal, who is basically in 14th place right now with 0.5%. There's the guy named Kelsey Warren, who gave $6 million to Rick Perry, who is in 12th place with 1.3. He's got a net worth of $5.9 billion.
Wow.
Chump change.
Yeah, really. He's a co-founder of a pipeline company called Energy Transfer Equity, so he did that.
It's still also hard to comprehend that we're not doing anything.
No.
Until not this November, next November.
That's right. That's when we pull the levers, or punch the buttons or whatever we do. Foster Freeze has an unknown amount of money and is given an unknown amount to Rick Santorum.
I like his ice cream.
Who has, I don't think it's the same one. he's a mutual fund investor. He's worth millions and millions. And then Ronald Perelman has given $500,000 to Lindsey Graham, who's in 15th place. He's worth about $14 billion. So it's these big money guys that are basically keeping these political campaigns afloat. I mean, paying for the fuel in the planes and all that kind of stuff to keep them out there. But that's fine because they're going to be president of the people, right? Because when we call, they'll take our call, right? Yeah, okay.
Join March of Dimes to shop for a cause. August 29th at Macy's, donate $5 and get a shopping pass to use in-store and online all day long.
Save 30% on select brands, 25% on designer apparel, and 10% on electronics and more.
Best of all, 100% of your donation goes to March of Dimes to help fight premature birth, which affects 1 out of 10 babies and is the number one cause of death in children under 5.
Shop for a cause at Macy's August 29th with March of Dimes.
That's Saturday, August 29th at Macy's. In the Post Oak Mall.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1945, Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Texas hasn't always been blessed with the most wonderful of soils. What can we do to improve our challenging soils? How can we help the plants that we love grow and flourish in spite of the poor native provisions that much of Texas has? Why do we need to talk about soil anyway, and especially in the fall after all most new plantings happen in the spring, don't they? Well, I'll be back with details. Soils are the foundation of great gardens right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. This book was published just last year. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening, but an entirely new format. I barely opened the old 1991 book as I was writing this one. Chapter 1 covers the basics of successful gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the information I used to include in my annual Texas gardening calendars. When to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're growing. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. I self-published this book so I can sell it for only $28.95 plus tax and postage, signed copy. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769, NeilSperry.com. If there is ground you intend to plant into a flower bed or a vegetable garden or ground cover bed come next spring, this is the time to get the soil ready. Now, while existing vegetation is still growing actively, you'll be able to apply a total kill herbicide such as a glyphosate, and that way you'll get all the stem, all the leaf growth, and the roots. If you wait until late winter to try to eliminate weeds like Bermuda grass and Johnson grass, you'll have to hand dig them, but you can spray them now with the glyphosate and they'll be goners. Fall preparation also allows the soil to freeze and thaw over the winter, and that process lets the soil blend together more perfectly. And it allows you time to rototill and retill month after month as long as you wish. You'll be able to send soil samples to the lab at Texas A&M for precise information on nutrients that you'll be needing to add. If you wait until spring, you'll be caught in the last-minute rush, and it'll be summer before you get to apply anything. That's the Texas A&M Soil Testing Laboratory. Your county extension office can give you the supplies and the information. If, as you remove existing plants from an old garden space, you notice that their roots are covered with swollen knots, you need to suspect root knot nematodes. They're microscopic worms that sting plants' roots, causing stunted growth, even death. Prime candidates, although there are many more, include okra, beans, tomatoes, boxwood, and ajuga. Again, Texas A&M can quantify the problem for you. Your county extension office will tell you how to send samples to the Plant Disease and Diagnostic Laboratory at Texas A&M for nematodes. It's too good to be true, Gardener. One group of products that can improve any type of soil, whether it's our heavy clay soils in Texas or deep sandy soils, as many of us have. Now, this is not an ad for some kind of a soil improvement product. It's just a statement that organic matter in its many different forms can do that for you. Organic matter loosens tight clay soils. It helps the soil hold moisture and nutrients. There are many forms of organic matter, including Canadian sphagnum peat moss, ground pine bark mulch, compost, rotted manure, and shredded tree leaves. And if it's a clay soil I'm working, I like to include 1 inch of expanded shale and then rototill down 8 to 12 inches. I'm Neil Sperry. Divide your plants now for more numbers. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. It is Friday, and in Texas, that can only mean one thing, football. And here's Zach Taylor with the very first high school football report.
High school football has returned to the great state of Texas. Let's start things off with the Bryan Vikings, who are coming off their first district championship in 15 years. There's a lot of buzz around the program, and Coach Ross Rogers says he's looking forward to another successful season.
We have high expectations. We know how hard it's going to be. We're going to have some luck, but if we work hard and keep playing hard, then good things will happen.
The Vikings are on the road tonight against the Montgomery Bears. Kickoff is at 7 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150. The College Station football program may be a young one, but the Cougars sure didn't play like it last year, going 8-3 and making the postseason. Coach Steve Huff and the guys hope that carries over into this season, and it starts tonight against the Terry Rangers in their Veer offense.
You gotta be focused. You gotta take care of your responsibilities and make sure you're fitting gaps correctly, and then when you do, is not missing tackles.
Game time is set for 7:30 with pregame at 7 on Peace 107. We'll stay on the south side of town with the A&M Consolidated Tigers, who made the playoffs last year but fell to eventual 5A state runner-up Temple in the first round. Luckily for Coach Dave Raffield, he's got 15 battle-tested starters returning.
You know, it's funny, as coaches, we get caught up on the kids that we're coaching at that time, but we're also coaching those younger ones. One of the rewards you get in coaching is watch a kid develop over the years.
Those starters will have their hands full tonight when they take on the visiting Coppers Cove Bulldogs at 7:30 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Rutter Rangers limped to a 1-9 record in head coach Will Compton's first year, but with a full season under their belt, coach believes the team is ready to turn the corner.
You know, offseason went great for us. You know, this was the first year that we did spring ball. Spring ball was great for us. We were able to get those kids out there and really get them in position that we needed to be.
The Rangers will have their work cut out for them this evening when they welcome the Clean Shoemaker Gray Wolves to town at 7:30. Pregame kicks off at 7 on the Zone 102.7 FM. Now, rounding out area games tonight, the St. Joseph Eagles host Central Texas Christian at 7:30, while Brazos Christian faces off against visiting Cypress Christian at 7:30 as well. The defending 4A state champion Navasota Rattlers will be in action tomorrow night as they host Nuevo León at 7 o'clock at Rattlers Stadium on Navasota News 1550. To check out previews and podcasts of all of your favorite teams, go to BrazosFootball.com. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thank you, Zach, but there's already been one in the books as the Snook Blue Jays lost to the Hallettsville Sacred Heart 29-22 last night in the season opener for both teams. It was the first game for Chad Leckler as the head coach at Snook. A&M Volleyball cranks up their season on the road for the 2015 campaign as they take on the number two team in the country in Stanford tonight at 6 o'clock. They'll play Minnesota tomorrow at 4:30 at the Maples Pavilion in Stanford, California. A&M Soccer bumped up to number four in the country. They welcome a foe from both coasts this weekend as they host a pair of matches at Ellis Field. The Maroon and White welcome UC Irvine, the Anteaters, to College Station for a 7:30 match tonight. And then Sunday, Florida Atlantic and the Owls are in town for a 6 p.m. contest. A pair of wins this weekend would give the Aggs a perfect 4-0 start for the second straight season and the sixth time in school history. And as usual, Aggie Track and Field is doing great at the IAAF Track and Field World Championships as graduate Genova Tarmoa advanced to the finals of the 200 meters, which will be run later on today. Johnny Football is done for this preseason. Manziel's sore right elbow will keep him from playing Saturday night against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Cleveland Browns coach Mike Pettine says given the fact that the turnaround for the final game against Chicago is Thursday, he could see the quarterback missing that game as well. In Major League Baseball, Yovani Gallardo earned his 100th career victory as a Texas Ranger as they beat the Toronto Blue Jays 4-1.
It means a lot. It's a lot of hard work, that's for sure. You know, it's a number that it's big. You know, just got to keep moving forward and getting more wins.
The O's head to Arlington tonight. They'll start things off at 7:05. Houston had the night off. They're in Minnesota tonight for the Twinkies. They cranked that one up at 7:10. And in Little League, Pearland hit a pair of homers in the bottom of the eighth for the 9-7 win over Bonita, California. The Texas team nabbed a berth in the U.S. Championship game at the Little League World Series, which will be played tomorrow. In the NFL, the Cowboys have broken camp in California. Dallas ended a 29-day run at Oxnard with a Thursday morning practice that wrapped up with rookie defensive end Randy Gregory catching a punt in a challenge from coach Jason Garrett. The Dallas head coach liked what he saw from the Cowboys this camp.
I thought it was outstanding. I thought we did a really good job in the off-season program, getting ourselves ready for training camp, and we believe in a rigorous training camp. We believe in getting in a football uniform and pads and practicing football and establishing the identity of the team.
Cowboys will be at team headquarters today. Their preseason home opener is set for Saturday against Minnesota. Houston Texans backup quarterback Ryan Mallett missed practice on Thursday for what Coach Bill O'Brien called a personal issue. Brian Hoyer was named the team's starter on Monday, competing with Mallett for the job. O'Brien says he thinks Mallett will be back to practice today. The Texans visit the Saints on Sunday. And finally, Bubba Watson, Spencer Irvin, and Camilo Villegas start the second round play at the Barclays, tied for the lead at 5-under. Masters and U.S. Open champ Jordan Spieth shot his worst competitive round in 3 months with a 4-over 74. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
How long is your summer chores list? Fence line, road repair, brush removal? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the toughest jobs. John Deere 3E tractors. These workhorses come with 0% financing for 84 months and include a 5-year Power Guard protection plan. That's John Deere performance and protection you can trust. And the payments aren't bad either. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com.
Offer ends October 30th, 2015, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See dealer for details. Exclusions and limitations apply.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggieland.